Harper Audio presents Tomb of the Golden Bird by Elizabeth Peters. Performed by Barbara Rosenblatt. Chapter 1. Ramses! Seated on the terrace of Shepherd's Hotel, I watched with interest as a tall young man stopped and turned, as if in response to the calling of his name. Yet this was not the 14th century B.C., but the year of our Lord, 1922. And the tall man was no ancient pharaoh, though his bronzed skin and black hair resembled those of an Egyptian. His height and bearing proclaimed him for what he was, an English gentleman of the finest quality. He was also my son, Ramses Walter Peabody Emerson, who was better known in Egypt by his sobriquet. He raised his hand to his brow and realized that, as usual, he was not wearing a hat. In lieu of removing that which was not present, he inclined his head in greeting, and one of his rare, attractive smiles warmed his thin face. I craned my neck and half rose from my chair in order to see the individual who had occasioned this response, but the crowds that filled the street blocked my view. Cairo traffic had grown worse since my early days in Egypt. Motor cars now mingled with donkeys and camels, carts and carriages, and the disgusting effluvians their engines emitted offended the nostrils more than the odours of the above-mentioned beasts, to which, admittedly, I had become accustomed. I deduced that the person my son addressed was of short stature, and most probably female, basing this latter assumption on Ramses' attempt to remove his hat and the affability of his smile. A portly person wearing a very